الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنه لا يفلح الظالمون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى is our only creator. Whatever we are and whatever we have, we owe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah who has brought us into existence from nothing. And it is Allah who has been fulfilling all our physical and spiritual needs till this moment. And it is only Allah who will continue to fulfill all our physical and our spiritual needs until we breathe our last. And it is only Allah who will save us in the hereafter from the punishment of the grave, punishment of the day of reckoning, and punishment of the fire of Jahannam. And it is only Allah who will grant us salvation, who will grant us entry into Jannah. So we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillah, we belong to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we will return to Allah. One day we will meet death. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every person will taste death. Summa ilayna turja'un. Then we will have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will be reckoned for whatever we have said in this world, whatever we have done in this world. And we will be retributed for it. We will be punished for our bad deeds. We will be rewarded for our evil. We will be rewarded for our good deeds. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ On the day of Qiyamah, you will be fully retributed for whatever you have done in this world. Some will have to go in the fire of Jahannam. They will be doomed. The others, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, they will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. They will be granted entry into Jannah. فَقَدْ فَاز, these are the successful people. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, indeed those people who accept Iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do good, stay away from evil. لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, for them are gardens in Jannah, under which rivers will flow, rivers of milk. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِنْ مَاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ, rivers of pure water, which will never become foul. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ, rivers of milk, the taste of which will never change. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ, rivers of wine, very tasty for those people who will drink. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى, rivers of pure honey. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ, and for people in Jannah will be fruits of every type. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, and forgiveness from their Rabb. لَهُمْ جَنَّات تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, for them will be Jannat, gardens under which rivers will flow. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ, That is the big success. Jannat, that is the big success. Being granted safety from Jahannam and being granted entry into Jannah, that is the big success. It is this success that we should aim for. Becoming a millionaire is not success in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not success in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not success in the eyes of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa salam. It is not success in the eyes of the Malaika. It is not success in the eyes of the Quran. It is not success in the eyes of the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Becoming a millionaire, success from worldly perspective only. Becoming wealthy and rich, success from worldly perspective. Acquiring honor, not from religious aspect, worldly aspect. A person becomes wealthy, a person becomes influential, and people respect him, not because of deen. Not because of taqwa, not because of ilm. This is success from worldly perspective only. This success is false success. It is not success. Success lies only in deen. Success of this world, success at the time of death, success in the grave, success on the day of Qiyamah, success at the time of reckoning, success on the Pul Sirat, lies only in Deen. This success lies only in A'mal Saliha, in good deeds. This success lies only in following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstaining from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِهُ الظَّالِمُونَ. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِهُ الظَّالِمُونَ. The sinners, the sinners, those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cannot become successful. Success lies in obeying Allah. Success lies in abstaining from disobedience to Allah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Carry out the commands of Allah and abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you may become successful, because success lies only in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Success lies only in abstaining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, wattaqullah, obey Allah. Abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. When who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when who obeys His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has acquired a big success, great success. فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, عَظِيم success, big success, great success. So my dear friends, my brothers, my sisters, let us clear our minds first. That success lies only in deen. And what is deen? Obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and abstinence from disobedience to them. This is the whole package. Obeying and abstaining from disobedience. Carrying out the commands and abstaining from disobedience. Carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts. The whole package. Performing salat, do. Giving zakat, do. Fasting in the month of Ramadan, do. Performing hajj, do. Carrying out all the do's. Adultery, don't. Fornication, don't. Lying, don't. Cheating, don't. Oppressing, don't. Looking at non-mahram ladies, don't. Films, don't. Music, don't. Abstaining from the don'ts. This is taqwa. This is taqwa. This is deen. This is following the sharia, the whole package. Carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts. And part of this package is, if I fail to carry out a do, or if I fail to abstain from a don't, then tawbah. So tawbah is also a do. That if you make a mistake, tawbah, that is a do, that is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ita'at, abstaining from disobedience, taqwa. And if I am unable to carry out ita'at, and if I am unable to abstain from sins and carry out taqwa, then tawbah. Ita'at, taqwa, tawbah. Ita'at, obey. Taqwa, obey and abstain from anything that is forbidden. And if I fail, tawbah. If I fail, tawbah. وَمَنْ يُتَعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. When who obeys, great success. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. One who abstains from everything that displeases Allah, success. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. When a person makes a mistake and then he repents, he makes tawbah, again success. This is the whole deen. We need to learn our aqaid. We need to learn ibadat, devotions, worship, muamalat, dealings, transactions, muasharat, social life, how to behave with one another. Akhlaq, the condition of the heart. Sabr, shukr, sakhawat, generosity. Gratitude, patience, love.
We need to adorn our hearts with good traits, good qualities, and we need to purify our hearts from evil traits. Radail, hasad, jealousy, kibr, arrogance, ujb, self-conceit, bukhl, miserliness, hikd, hatred for each other. Whole package, deen, aqaid, ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, husne akhlaq. In all these five departments, do what Allah has commanded, abstain from what Allah has made forbidden. This is the whole Sharia, this is the whole deen. When a person acquires this whole deen, when a person brings this whole deen in his life, and thereafter he slips, he repents. He slips, he repents. He slips, he repents. Then he is لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Then he is فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then he is أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. He is أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. He is أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Success, 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 success. The true success, the real success. The honor of success bestowed upon us by the Creator. The true success, the real success. And the person who neglects ita'at, obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who neglects taqwa, abstaining from disobedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who neglects tawbah, repenting when he makes a mistake, despite having the whole world, despite having the kingdom of the whole world, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not successful. He can never become successful. He can never become successful. He can never become successful, my friends. Because Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِهُ الظَّالِمُونَ. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِهُ الظَّالِمُونَ. The zalimeen cannot become successful. The zalimeen cannot acquire falah, the success of this world, the success of the hereafter. No, it is not possible. And this is what Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam said to Zulaikha. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَن نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِهُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is a young man, handsome, very handsome, the most handsome. And Zulaikha, a young woman, pretty, very beautiful. And in the confines of her bedroom, she entices Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is a slave. And she is the wife of the master. The Quran does not say, Wara vadathu Zulaikha. Zulaikha seduced her. No. Zulaikha lured her. No. Wara vadathu lati huwa fi baytiha. That woman seduced him. That woman seduced him in whose house he was living as a slave. So it was even more difficult to say no. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَن نَفْسِهِ. Against his will. Zulaikha seduced Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam against his will. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. She closed all the 7 doors of the room. The room was very large because she was the wife of the Aziz of Misr. Mansion. It had 7 doors. She locked all the 7 doors of the room. And in that seclusion, she said, Haytalak, come towards me. Come towards me. Fulfill my desire, fulfill your desire. Think for a moment, my friend. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam is a human. He was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a Nabi has all the instincts that other humans have. Human, young, not married yet. Has never experienced this before. First time. And a very rich, very wealthy, and very beautiful woman is seducing him. And there is no one to see them in this room. And so many attractions and so many fears also. Fears. If I say no, this could happen. If I say no, this could happen. If I say no, this could happen. She may scream. And she may say that he has locked me in this room. So many. During such moments, shaitan brings so many positive and negative things in a person's mind. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam immediately said, Ma'ad Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. Because only Allah can save me now. Only Allah can control my nafs now. Only Allah can save me from this sin. Only Allah can give me the courage to resist. And only Allah can safeguard my honor. Only Allah can save me from the calamities that may follow. Ma'ad Allah, Ma'ad Allah, Ma'ad Allah. Qala Ma'ad Allah, I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu Rabbi, He is my Rabb, according to one interpretation. Innahu Rabbi, He is my Rabb. He is my Rabb, He is my Creator, He has created me. He has granted me everything, He has fulfilled all my needs. He is my Rabb. Ahsana maswai. He has granted me a good abode. I was lying in the well of Kinaan. My brothers threw me in the well of Kinaan. Away from the locality, there was a well in the jungle. My brothers, they all united together and they said, we will throw him in this well which is not used by anybody. After 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, out of hunger, Yusuf will die. Nobody will come here to this well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent a caravan to that well. How? They lost their way. Allah made them lose their way. And they found themselves walking past the well. They were very thirsty because they had lost the way. So they sent 2, 3, 4 people that go and bring some water from the well. They didn't know that the well did not have much water. It was not a used well. So they found Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, a very handsome young man. And they sold Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in Egypt. And Aziz e Misr, the Aziz of Egypt, the governor of Egypt, he bought Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And they had no children, Aziz Misr and Zulaikha. So they were very happy to have this young man in the home. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, where I was left by my brothers to die in the well of Kinaan, and how my Rabb took me out from that well. He sent a caravan, that caravan took me out. There were so many people who wanted to buy me, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afforded Aziz Misr the opportunity to buy me so that I could go and live in his big mansion. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put my love in his heart and he treated me like his son. So despite being a slave, I was so honorable in that house. Innahu Rabbi, my Rabb, ahsana maswai. He has granted me honor, good abode. How can I disobey him? So the Rabb who has granted me everything, if I disobey him, I will become a zalim. Innahu la yuflihu zalimun. And zalim will never become successful.
Listen carefully, my brothers, my sisters, pay attention. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam is doing muraqabah. Muraqabah. We learn from this incident that whenever we find ourselves in such situation where nafs is whispering, shaitan is whispering, and our human shayateen are also calling us towards evil, at that time we need to do two things. One is ma'adallah, seek refuge in Allah. Seek refuge in Allah. If you are able to do that practically, then stand on the musalla, go to the masjid and perform two rakat and say, Oh Allah save me. These whispers of consuming drugs, these whispers of making a lot of money by selling drugs, these whispers of committing adultery, Oh Allah, I seek your refuge, you save me. Oh Allah, practically, perform wudu, sit down, do dhikr, go in good company. If it persists, leave your home, go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to your shaykh, spend a few days with him. Stay in good company, stay away from wrong company. Ma'adallah, Oh Allah save me. What if I disobey you, Allah? You will become unhappy. Oh Allah save me. What if I die whilst disobeying you? Oh Allah save me. Ma'adallah. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Oh Allah save me. And if we are unable to bow down before the Creator, if we are unable to do anything practically because it is so spontaneous, then within our hearts, Oh Allah save me. I seek your refuge. Ma'adallah. This is the first thing we need to do. Turn to Allah. And number two, we need to contemplate upon the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan is inviting me, nafs is inviting me, my friends are inviting me to do something wrong with my eyes. They are inviting me to do something wrong with my ears. They are inviting me to do something wrong with my tongue. They are inviting me to do something wrong with my hands. How can I? Innahu Rabbi, He is my Rabb. They are not my Rabb. They haven't given me anything. It is He who has given me everything. Innahu Rabbi. Ahsana Maswai, it is He who has done every good for me. And if I was to go against His will, to fulfill the will and desire of my nafs, of shaitan and of my human shayateen, my friends, I will become a zalim, a wrongdoer, sinner. Innahu la yuflihu zalimun. And zalimin cannot become successful. I cannot become successful if I do this. So number one, turn to Allah and say, Oh Allah save me, Oh Allah grant me refuge, Oh Allah save me, Oh Allah grant me refuge. Number two, meditation. Allah has granted me everything. The resources I have, the body with which I desire to disobey Allah, the money with which I desire to disobey Allah, these are all gifts from Allah. How can I use them in disobeying the very Creator who has given me all this? And muraqabah number two, meditation number two. If I do this, I will become a zalim, and a zalim can never become successful, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. Now we may think, for us to do these three things in such circumstances is not possible. It's not possible. The thought of Allah will not enter our hearts and minds. A beautiful woman is standing in front of me. Without any effort on my part, she is doing everything. She is making all the arrangements for me. So how will my mind go towards Allah? From head to toe, I will be in shahwat. Desire. I want to fulfill desire. And the thought will come that, oh, you can always make tawbah. You can always repent. What if you make a firm resolution
What if you make a firm resolution to commit this sin and Allah takes you away from this world? So you are unable to acquire the desire of this world nor the jannat of the hereafter. What if you are about to commit the sin and Allah takes you, Malakul Maut comes and He takes you away with those intentions of fulfilling your desires. Hakimul Ummah, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi has narrated an incident that a muaddin climbed up the minaret to call out the azan. And he did not look after his gaze when he was on the minaret that particular day. So his gaze fell on a very beautiful girl who was living next door to the masjid. She had come out into the garden. His gaze fell on her first time. And he fell in love with her before the azan. He somehow called out the azan, he came back into the masjid, iqamat, salat, but throughout, that beautiful face was printed in his heart now. Many a times we look at beautiful women, their face is thinking that I am only going to derive pleasure out of this amal only, this amal. And I am not going to commit adultery fornication. But eyes are like the camera. It takes the pictures of the women we see. And sometimes in this very world, they haunt us, these pictures. We do not find peace, no tranquility, all the time. How can I acquire the company of this woman? How can I acquire the company of this woman? How can I acquire the company? Where is this woman? I saw her on the airport. I saw her on the train station. Where would she be? You will never see her in this world again. Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala says, Rubba shahwatin sa'atin awrasat huznan tawila. He says that fulfilling the desire of a few moments, just 1 second, will bring in your heart and mind grief for a very long time. And many a times, my friends, this illness of looking at non-mahram ladies, it will increase. So first only gazing at non-mahram ladies, then fulfilling the desires on your own. Thinking about these ladies, fulfilling the desire on your own. People get involved in masturbation. Just imagination. And thereafter they begin to imagine what they have not seen. What doesn't exist in this world. So they will never be able to find satisfaction in this world. Because you will never be able to find a woman of your imagination in this world. This is a real world, it's not a world of imagination. They will resort to adultery, they will resort to fornication. Somehow find satisfaction. But no. They will use the internet, watch filthy things, this woman, that woman, gazing here, there. They will stand on busy roads with this intention only, to look at the women who are passing by. And the eyes, because of this illness, are taking all the pictures now. Picture of these women. And sometimes in this very world, this person lives a life of grief, life of dissatisfaction, and if not, because of his busy life, then when he is dying, all these pictures will come on his screen. People are calling out the kalima, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, and he is engaged in shahwa at the time when he is departing from this world. Shahwa, unlawful shahwa. Unlawful shahwa. So intoxicated with shahwa, how can I turn my mind towards Allah and say, Ma'ad Allah? How can I start to meditate and say, Innahu Rabbi Ahsana Maswai? How can I meditate and say, Innahu La Yuflihu Dhal? Not possible. He was Peygamber, he was Nabi. Not possible for me. Every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is possible. Because if it was not possible, Allah would not have ordered us to do it. How was it possible for Yusuf alayhi salam to turn to Allah immediately? How was it possible for him? And then how was it possible for other individuals of the various ummats of the various prophets? How was it possible for them? Sulaiman ibn Yasar, rahimahullahu ta'ala, a great tabi, faqih of Madina Munawwara, in his young age, a woman comes to him and he is able to control himself. And when he falls off to sleep between Hajar-e-Aswad and Maqam-e-Ibrahim, whilst he is sitting there, he falls off to sleep and in the dream he sees Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. I said, who are you? He says, I am Yusuf. Yusuf as-Siddiq, that Allah has mentioned in the Quran. He said, yes. He said, your story is very strange. I was wonderstruck when I read your story. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, I am a Nabi, you are an Ummati. Your story is even more wonderstrucking. More wonder-striking, your story. Because I am a Nabi. Nabi is Masoom. You are a non-Nabi and you were able to save yourself in the same circumstance that I was in. Why is it possible for Sulaiman ibn Yasar, who was an ordinary person like you and me, to save himself? Because they had purified their hearts and enlightened their hearts with the remembrance of Allah. So because the remembrance of Allah is always there, as soon as something like this comes, the heart will go towards Allah. Ma'ad Allah. The heart will go towards Allah. Innahu Rabbi. The heart will go towards Allah. Ahsana Maswai. The heart will go towards Allah. Innahu la yuflihu al-zalimun. The heart has to be zakir. It is for this reason, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ obedience, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا success. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ abstaining from disobedience, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِهُونَ success. And if a person sleeps and he repents, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِهُونَ success. And how is one able to do itaat? How is one able to remain on taqwa? How is one able to turn to tawbah as soon as he commits a mistake? If his heart and mind is zakir, heart and mind is zakir. Therefore Allah says, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, so much so that your heart and mind 24 hours remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that takes place, then you will be able to abstain from disobedience. You will be able to carry out obedience. If you sleep, you will be able to repent immediately. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Success, success, success. Ma'adallah, Yusuf alayhi salam said, Ma'adallah, I seek your refuge. So we need to work on our hearts. We need to purify our hearts. Tazkiyah of the heart is very important. We need to exert effort on the remembrance of Allah. We need to make our tongues zakir. Tongues zakir. La yazalu lisanuka ratbam min dhikrillah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make sure your heart remains moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart remains moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One interpretation is that your heart is always engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, wa sallallahu ala nabiyy al-ummi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, recitation of the Quran all the time. All the time, all the time, your heart, your tongue remains busy with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart should remain moist. When a person stops speaking, his tongue becomes dry. And when a person speaks, his tongue becomes wet. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your tongue should remain wet with the remembrance of Allah, not anything else. Only necessary conversation, no layani, nothing that is useless, futile. Remembrance of Allah. And Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi says, its meaning is that you should make your heart and mind so zakir that you fall in love with Allah. And when you fall in love with somebody, you fall in love with ice cream, as soon as you hear the name ice cream, your tongue becomes moist. You fall in love with barbecue, as soon as you hear the name barbecue, your tongue becomes moist. So Shaykh al-Hadith says, you make your heart and mind so zakir that you fall in love with Allah, and whenever you hear the name of Allah, your tongue becomes watery that I want to say Allah also. Allah, Allah, Allah. When the tongue becomes zakir, heart and mind become zakir, taqwa comes in life, itaat comes in life, tawbah comes in life, and then a person acquires success in this world and the hereafter. And tranquility of the heart, success, the biggest part of success, or the only part of success, is tranquility of the heart. If a person becomes millionaire but no tranquility, no peace of mind, he will not say, I'm successful. He will say that Allah has given me everything. I've got everything. I can buy anything I want. But I'm unsuccessful. Why are you unsuccessful? I can't sleep properly. I can't eat properly. I don't find happiness in my life. I'm unsuccessful. And you have a poor person, he has nothing. He will say, I'm successful. Why? Because I don't have anything, but I have happiness. Na duniya se, na daulat se, na ghar abad karne se. Na duniya se, na daulat se, na ghar abad karne se. Tasalli, the comfort of the heart, the satisfaction of the heart, tranquility of the heart, peace of mind, cannot be acquired through dunya, through wealth, through big homes, mansions. Na dunya se, na daulat se, na ghar abad karne se, tasalli dil ko milti hai khuda ko yaad karne se. A person acquires the satisfaction of the heart by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the zikr of Allah is on the tongue, when the zikr of Allah is in the mind, when the zikr of Allah is in the heart, then this person will be able to find sukoon even in flames of fire. Even on thorns he will be able to find sukoon. He will be able to sleep peacefully, even on thorns. Kya taskeen wabasta hai tere naam ke saath, kaanton pe bhi neend aa jati hai aaram ke saath. What sukoon and what tranquility is connected to your name, O Allah, that I am able to sleep on thorns with lot of comfort. So the key is zikrullah. Key is zikrullah. Let us make this firm resolution today in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month, that inshallah we will exert every effort to make our hearts zakir. Every effort to make our hearts zakir. And all my young friends who have come here today, I will ask you to do just one thing for the pleasure of Allah. Just one homework, one little homework, one very little homework. Come what may, whatever your circumstances may be, alhamdulillah, we are all making a firm resolution. It would be very depriving if we leave this majlis without making this firm resolution that from today I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It would be depriving if we leave this gathering without this firm resolution that from today I will make every effort not to make my Creator happy. I will make every effort that if I fail, I will make tawbah straight away. But if after Ramadan we fail, we again slowly, slowly drift away. Make one promise to me in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever your circumstances are after Ramadan in your life, you will never leave the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you are performing salat or not, whether you are giving zakat or not, whether you are abstaining from disobedience to Allah or not, you are involved in adultery, fornication, drugs, you slip back to your old ways, you go down the gutter, whatever happens, make this promise to me that you will never leave the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least take out 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes to remember the Creator. Remember the Creator whom despite all our shortcomings and all our disobediences is concealing our faults. People don't know what we are doing. He is not disclosing our faults, he is concealing our faults. Ahmad bhai, when he looks at me, he looks at me as a very pious person. When Maulana looks at me, he looks at me as a very pious person. They cannot see the sins that lie within my heart, the filth that lie within my heart, the evils that are in my life when I am on my own, when I am behind closed doors, when I am in the darkness of the night. Nobody. Allah has put the veil of honor upon me. Allah has put the veil of honor upon Ahmed bhai. Allah has put the veil of honor upon Maulana. Allah has put the veil of honor upon Maulana. Everybody. Veil of honor. When people praise you and me, and when people honor you and me, in reality, they are not praising you and me. They are not praising, they are not honoring you and me. They are praising and honoring the veil of honor of Allah. The veil of concealment of Allah. They are honoring and they are praising the attribute of Allah, Sattar. He is concealing, he conceals the faults of his servants. Remember that Allah. Remember him daily. 100 times only. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Come what may, zikr, I will never leave. Inshallah, if you hold on to this zikr, then one day, whatever circumstances you may be in, this zikr will bring you to the wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And if la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is too much for you, when a person begins to sink in the quicksand of sins, then la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah 100 times becomes very difficult. Then just la ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. After 12 times, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, save me from this quicksand of sin and make me your wali. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. 10 times, 15 times, 12 times. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, save me from this quicksand of sin. I am sinking. I am going towards Jahannam. I am going far, further and further away from you. Oh Allah, bring me near to you. Oh Allah, make me your wali. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 100 times, 100 times. 100 times istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, forgive me. Astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, forgive me. Whether your heart is with you or not, let the tongue remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And 100 times, salat ala nabi. 300 is very good, alhamdulillah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, through the barakah of your mubarak nabi, make me mubarak also. So all of you make this promise to me, my friends. Huh? The first thing we need to do is to resolve that from today I will never disobey Allah. I will never disobey my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From today I will spend every moment of my life in obedience to both of them. And if I sleep, then I will immediately get up by making tawbah. Zalim, zalim, oh the sinner, zalim, oh the sinner. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says, he was a poet also, he says, zalim, abhi fursat-e tawbah, tu der na kar. Abhiya fursat-e tawbah, tu der na kar. You are still alive. You still have the opportunity of repenting. Don't delay. Don't delay. It's possible that after 5 minutes you are going to depart from this world. Zalim, abhiya fursat-e tawbah. Oh, the sinner. Oh, zalim. Repent. You still have the opportunity of repenting. Wo bhi gira nahi jo gira phir sambal gaya. That person is not regarded a knockout who after being knocked out gets up. If a boxer gets knocked out in the first round, but before the count of 10, he gets up. Again, he gets knocked out in the second round, but before the count of 10, he gets up again. Until 10 rounds, he gets knocked out, and the other boxer is overpowering him all the time. He falls, falls, falls. But every time he falls, he gets up before the count of 10. And comes the 11th round, he knocks the other out. And he is unable to get up before the count of 10. Nobody will say that he has been knocked out. Everybody will say he has been knocked out. So Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says, if you sleep, you make tawbah. If you sleep, you make tawbah. If you sleep, you make tawbah. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not say that he was knocked out by shaitan. Who will be regarded as the one knocked out on the day of Qiyamah? The one who sleeps. One who sleeps does not make tawbah and does not get up before the count of 10. And the count of 10 is before we breathe our last. So we have to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make our hearts zakir. From today, start the zikr of the tongue. 100 times third kalima or 100 times first kalima. Either of the two or both of them. 100 times istighfar. 300 times durood-e paak. Salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter slowly, slowly connect yourself to a sheikh. and learn dhikr from him and make your heart zakir. When your heart becomes zakir, then in any circumstance, when you want to obey Allah, when you want to abstain from disobedience to Allah, you will be able to say, ma'adallah, ma'adallah. Or if you sleep, overcome by nafs shaitan, you become neglectful for a while, zikr is gone out of your mind because of shaitan, nafs, human shayateen, you've forgotten for a while. As soon as you make a mistake, you will immediately remember Allah. And as soon as you remember Allah, you will repent. And as soon as you repent, you will get up. You will get up. So, create the noor of dhikr in your heart. Make the heart zakir. And when the heart becomes zakir, you become lover of Allah. And when you become the lover of Allah, then you will maintain this love. So whenever you sleep, and when Allah becomes unhappy with you, you will automatically repent. Jo naakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashik na chode, ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. I tried to keep in touch with Allah, and I tried to keep the strong bond with Allah, the strong bond of love, but after 2 hours, tried for 2 hours, I resisted, and then I committed the sin. I committed the sin, so the bond is gone. No love between me and Allah now. I repent again the bond is there. Again the bond is there. 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, I can't resist. I commit the sin again, the bond of love is broken again. But I say to him, sorry, I will never do it again. The bond of love is there again. Jo nakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, that person who remains unsuccessful throughout the year in keeping the bond of love intact. Jo naakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashik na chode. He should at least continue trying. If he is unable to maintain that link of love with Allah, it breaks, again breaks, tawbah breaks again, tawbah breaks again. Let it break 1,000 times, let it break 1,000,000 times, let it break 1,000,000,000 times, let it break 1,000,000,000,000 times, but we will continue trying. Jo nakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashik na chode, ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe. He should continue with this connection of love. Jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. If it breaks 100 times, then he should join it with tawbah 100 times. If it breaks 1,000,000 times, he should join it with tawbah 1,000,000 times. If he breaks 1,000,000,000,000 times, he should join it with tawbah 1,000,000,000,000 times. This cycle should continue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq. Abstain from disobedience to Allah. Now I am concluding on a very important note. Very important note. Whenever shaitan, nafs, our friends attract us towards disobedience and whisper from Allah comes in our hearts and minds, don't do it. We find this, every believer finds this. No, I shouldn't do this. I feel a bit guilty. I shouldn't be doing this. I'm doing wrong. I repented in Ramadan. I made a U-turn in Ramadan after a very hard struggle of 8 months. No, I'll go back on the same route. I'll move away from Allah again. No, I don't want to do this. But then so many disadvantages. If I leave this sin, if I don't take part in this haram activity, oh, you'll miss out on the fun, the enjoyment. You'll never get this opportunity again. At that time, convince yourself, because it is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, convince yourself that if I let go of haram enjoyment, Allah will very soon in this very world give me a more greater halal enjoyment. This is a promise from Allah. And we all have experienced this in our lives, but we have not contemplated over it. We have all experienced this. I let go of 100 pounds, which was of haram. No, I don't want this. Allah will become. I'm in dire need. I'm hungry. I haven't fed myself since morning. And haram, through haram means, but it's an income, 100 pounds. I should take it. I want to feed myself. I want to close my... No. It's haram. No, mujahada, sacrifice. No, Allah. Allah will provide. And after 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, somebody takes you to his home and gives you a good, nice pair of clothes. He feeds you as well. But we don't think this way, that this was as a result of my sacrifice. There was a very pious Sheikh, Sheikh Ataullah Iskandari rahimahullahu ta'ala. He says that it is far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Rahman, Rahim, Wadud, Ghafur, Ghaffar. It is far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his servant gives something to him in cash and he leaves it for the credit of the hereafter. It is far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his servant gives something to him in cash. That means he gives this sacrifice in this very world. That no, I will not commit this sin because I do not want to please. So he has given something to his creator. And then Allah will say, okay, that's credit upon me when you come to Jannah. No. Allah will give something in Jannah, but it is very far that he will wait till Jannah. He will definitely give it in this very world. And he will either give the same item or he will give something which is more better. He will give something which is more better. Either the same item or something more better. This is promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever we are seduced, we are lured by nafs, by shaitan, oh, this opportunity, if you let go of this opportunity, you know, all your problems will be solved, your debts, this, that. Just go for it and then repent afterwards. No. If I let go of this, Allah will grant it to me in a better way, with more better qualities. With His happiness, with His pleasure, with His satisfaction, and with His love, with His nearness, and with so much barakat. Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, rahimahullahu ta'ala, has quoted an incident of a businessman in the 7th Islamic century. He said that he himself narrates. Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, rahimahullahu ta'ala, has also given a reference to this story. He said he himself narrates that I was a businessman. I tried to sell my goods in my own country. But I was making a loss, so somebody advised me, why don't you go to this other country, the country of non-Muslims? The Romans were ruling. So why don't you go to that country, you'll make good profit there. So he said, I went to that country. I went to that country and I set up a shop. And a peace treaty was signed between the Muslims and the non-Muslims during that time. So it was a peaceful period. I opened the shop. And he said, I was dark brown in color. And the majority of the people living in that country were Romans. They were all white. So I started doing business. And one day, a very, very pretty woman passed by my shop. Because they were non-Muslims, not in hijab. My gaze fell on her. I fell in love with her. And I started entertaining thoughts of fulfilling my desire with her. Shaitan, nafs, whispering. And it so happened that after a couple of days, she came to my shop to buy something. So in order to lure her, I gave her a very big discount. She came back again. I gave her a bigger discount than last time. See what nafs and shaitan is making him do? For what? For pleasure of half an hour. For pleasure of 1 hour. For pleasure of one night. And that too may never transpire. Only Allah knows. He said, when we both got acquainted, an old lady used to come with her. She was from a rich family. So an old lady as an attendant used to come with her as a khadima. So I took the old lady on one side and I said, is she married? So she said, yes, she's married. She's married to a very wealthy person who sells horses. Very wealthy. So I said to the old lady, I've fallen in love with her. Is there anything you can do for me? So the old lady said, I'll try. The following day, the old lady came and she said, yes, if you give 50 gold coins, she is prepared to spend one night with you. 50 gold coins. Fortune in those days. He said, I had the money. So I gave 50 gold coins to the old lady, sealed in a bag.
She went away. Time was arranged, place was arranged. I had a house on the seaside. So time was arranged, night was arranged, date, everything fixed. On that night she came to my residence. Only I and her. And because it was summer, I decided to spend the night with her on the roof of the house. And he said that it happened to be a full moon night. Stars glowing all over. He said, we enjoyed food, me and her, just the two of us, we enjoyed food. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, I took her upstairs on the floor, we lied down. We were strangers for each other. She was lying next to me, I was lying next to her. And he said, the environment was so nice for enjoyment. The full moon, the stars, the sea, the cool breeze. And he said, my creator helped me. He said, he entered a thought in my heart and mind. And my heart started telling me, are you not ashamed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? See, without dhikr, this dhikr, this remembrance of Allah came and that saved him. Remembrance of Allah. Remembrance. A lot of people don't understand why the mashayikh continually emphasize dhikr, 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 dhikr. Dhikr is the trigger. He said, I was lying down and just about to embark on my enjoyment with all these, with this great atmosphere of enjoyment. He said, Allah put this thought, are you not ashamed of your creator? Are you not ashamed? Nobody is looking at you. You are under the roof of the heavens. You are on the earth of Allah. The sea is there. The stars are glaring at you. The full moon is glaring at you. Are you not ashamed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, as soon as this sentence echoed in my heart and mind, I in my heart said to Allah that, O Allah, become my witness that I am giving this sacrifice only for your pleasure. And he said, I turned my back towards her and I went to sleep. I went to sleep. When I woke up in the morning at Fajr time, she also woke up. She was very angry. Humiliated. She left. I also left. I opened my shop. And again she and the old lady passed by my shop. Very, very angry. And he said, shaitan and nafs overtook me again. And from inside, the nafs and shaitan started whispering, are you Junaid Baghdadi? These are his exact words. He said, they started whispering, are you Junaid Baghdadi? Are you Sirri Sikti? Names of very pious personalities. All you had to do was to fulfill your desire and repent. So he said, I went after the old lady again and I said, is there anything you can do about this situation? She said, no, my mistress is very, very angry. You humiliated her last. But if you give me 100 gold dinars, then I may try. So he said, I went to the shop and I gave 100 gold dinars. 50 gone, another 100, sealed bag. Again the same thing happened. He said, when we went upstairs and when I lied down, again echo from Allah. How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist all of us in this way. May Allah treat us with this very kindness too. He said the same thing and same thing happened again, very angry in the morning. But again he said, when I went to the shop and both of them passed by, she came to me and she said, she was a Christian lady, she said, I swear by Masih, I am very, very angry with you. And if you want to fulfill desire with me now, I will never become happy until you give me 500 gold coins. So he said, I said to her that even if I have to sacrifice all my wealth, I will accumulate 500 dinar gold coins, I will give it to you and this time I will definitely fulfill my desire. He said, she left. Okay, when you are ready, let me know. She left. He said, I started planning, thinking, how can I accumulate 500 dinar? I will have to sell everything. I will become a pauper, poor person. And he said, Allah saved me again. He said, I was entangled in this web of khahish and shahwat.
And suddenly a person started walking in the streets of the city I was, and he started making announcement that the treaty between Muslims and non-Muslims is over. Every Muslim should leave this country by Friday. So he said, another worry came over me, that how can I wrap up my business by Friday? So Allah engaged me in this other work. He said, I wrapped up my business, everything. I sold as much as I could, I took the other, and I left the non-Muslim country and I went into the Muslim country. He said the Muslim Sultan of that time, Al-Malik al-Nasir, he invaded this country. He said, I was in a Muslim country. And he said, I wrapped up my business. And when he invaded this country, slaves, slave girls were being sold in the market. So I went into that business, selling slave girls. So he said, I became very famous in this trade. So one day, the Sultan sent a person. Sultan sent a messenger to me with this message that I want a very beautiful slave girl. So he said, I said to the messenger that look at this girl, very beautiful. You won't find a better slave girl than this. But she will cost you 100 dinar. Now imagine that he is selling a slave girl to the Sultan and best slave girl for 100 dinar. 100 dinar. So 100 dinar was a very big fortune. And that very 100 dinar, very big fortune, he was spending when overcome by nafs and shaitan to spend one night with a woman. So he said the people who had come to buy the slave girl, they only had 90 dinar. So they said, we will give you 90 dinar. And there is a jail here that belongs to the Sultan. There are slave girls in there. You come and in return of the 10 dinar, you take one slave girl from there. So this person says, I went to that place and I saw that very girl that I was in love with. She was captured by the Muslims. So I said, I want that girl. So the girl came in his possession. Do you remember me? She said, no. Maybe because his face may have changed or whatever. He said, no, I don't remember you. He said, I am the same person to whom you said, I will only let you spend one night with me if you give me 500 dinar. And look what my creator has done, that he has given you in my possession as a slave girl only for 10 dinar. So she said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. She recited the kalima. Maybe Allah put this thought in her mind that this person obeyed his creator and wasted all the money. As a result of that, Allah has brought you in his nikah, in his possession. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. She accepted Islam. She accepted Islam and she said, I want to marry you. I want to marry you. So he said, I have to make mishwara with the Shaykh. See how he's through the mujahada, tazkiya, now he was a changed man. He said, I have to make mishwara with the Shaykh. And he said, I went to Ibn Shaddad, rahimahullah ta'ala, who was the qadi of the city. And Ibn Shaddad, rahimahullah ta'ala, performed my nikah. And she became halal for me. And she became pregnant as well within a few days. It so happened that a peace treaty took place between the Sultan and the non-Muslim leader. And it was decided that all the prisoners had to be returned again. So I entered my home with a lot of grief. She said, what's the matter with you? He said that you are my wife now. I love you dearly. And you are going to be my child's mother. But the treaty that has taken place between the Sultan and your king is that everybody will be returned. You will also be returned. So she said, yes, I will be returned if I am compelled to stay here. But if I am with my own will wanting to stay here, then there is no need for me to be returned. Take me to the Sultan.
I will talk to the Sultan myself. So she went to the court of the Sultan. And she said that I have accepted Islam willingly, without any force. I love this man. And I am going to become the mother of his child. So the Qasid, the messenger who had come from the other side to collect everybody, he said that, are you 100% sure you are not being compelled? There is no compulsion on you. She said, no. Can I talk to you in private? Yes, okay. In private, she said the same thing. So the Qasid said, okay, you are free to go. And thereafter, the Qasid sent one of his men that her mother has sent something for her. So bring that parcel and give it to her. This person says that the parcel was handed over to my wife. My wife handed it over to me. We went home. We opened the parcel. There was a pair of clothes for my wife from her mother. Because the mother said that my wife is in captivity. Maybe she doesn't have clothes. Maybe she doesn't have food. So money, clothes, take it for my daughter. She may not come back. She may not be able to come back. She said, when I opened, there was a pair or a few pair of clothes for my wife. And there were two sealed bags of dinar. So he said, when I looked carefully at the sealed bags of dinar, one contained 100 dinar, the other contained 50 dinar, the very dinar that belonged to me. Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda Rahmatullahi Ali has quoted this story and he has emphasized this point that Allah has promised that when a person restrains his nafs and stays away from haram, then in this very world Allah rewards. In this very world, not only in the hereafter, in this very world, Allah gave him that woman in halal form. And Allah returned his 150 dirham also, dinar also. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam also restrained himself. The Mufassirin have written that later on, Zulaikha married Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Zulaikha came in nikah of Yusuf alayhi salam after the demise of Aziz Misr. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he married Zulaikha and when they met for the first time, he said to Zulaikha, is this not better than what you had intended to do? Halal. Sooner or later, Allah will give the same thing or something better. So let us make a firm resolution. When we talk about halal and haram, the only thing that comes in our minds is food. That I need to stay away from haram food. And I need to consume halal food. I need to stay away from haram drink and I need to consume halal everything. Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramik. Oh Allah, save me from your haram and suffice me with your halal. That is in everything. When I want to fulfill my sexual desire, oh Allah, find lawful means for me and save me from haram. When I want to satiate myself, save me from haram and give me halal. When I want to quench my thirst, give me halal and save me from haram. When I want to satisfy myself with friends, oh Allah, give me halal friends, good friends, and save me from haram friends, bad friends. Everything, it's in everything, halal and haram. So let us make a firm resolution that from now, inshallah, we will try our utmost to do the tazkiyah of our hearts. So that we are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times and it will give us the stamina to stay away from haram and to go towards halal. And let me just quote one more incident to you. That how particular our mashayikh, our elders, our akabir, the great people in Islamic history were when it came to disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They went out of their way to keep their lives purified even from doubtful items. The father of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. One day he was sitting on the river bank, very hungry, and with the flow of water he saw an apple coming towards him, one apple. He was very hungry, so he picked up the apple and he ate that apple. When eating the apple, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not in his heart and mind. Because of circumstances, we forget Allah. Some of us forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hours and hours and remember only sometimes. And these people, they remember Allah all the time, sometimes they forget. So because he was very hungry, he saw apple, he forgot Allah.
He did not question himself as to where this apple had come, who it belonged to, so he ate the apple. After eating the apple, he realized that I have eaten the apple that belonged to somebody else without his permission. Allahu Akbar. Now, how can I know who this apple belonged to? When you worry for Allah, Allah opens the ways for you. How do I know where this apple has come from? So Allah put this thought in his mind that the apple has come flowing with the water, so there must be an orchard somewhere. So I need to follow the river. So he continued walking on the riverbank, walk, until he came to an orchard full of apples. He knocked at the door. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam. I have come to apologize. I have eaten an apple without your permission. Please forgive me. So he said, I am not the owner, I am worker here. Can I? It's only an apple, no. No, the hereafter, hisab of the hereafter is far more greater. I need to sort the matter out in this very world. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala, he traveled from one place to another place in those days, thousands of miles. And after traveling thousands of miles, he returned again. Went thousands of miles and he returned again. So it's like somebody going from here to Batli, 2 hours going and 2 hours coming back. So if he returns again in 4 hours, and if you see him, you would say, I thought you had gone to Batli. So he will say, yes, I did go to Batli, but I had an urgent matter to deal with, so I had to come back again. So it must have took him 1 month, 2 months to travel. So 1 month, and again, so somebody saw him and he said that, I thought you had gone to this place and you are here. He said, yes, I had an urgent matter to deal with, so I had to come back again straight away. He said, what was that? He said, I had borrowed a pen from somebody. And what was the pen in those days? A piece of stick, which they used to sharpen and just dip it in the ink and write, just a stick. He said, I had borrowed this pen from somebody, and by mistake I had put it in my bag. And when I reached my destination, then I realized. So I have come to return that pen to him. Why? Why could they take so much trouble? Because they understood the concept of the hereafter. So he met the owner of the garden. He said, I have eaten your apple, please forgive me. He said, if you have to pay for my apple, then only I will forgive you. You have to pay for my apple, then only I will forgive you. I will do anything, but please forgive me. He said, you have to marry my daughter. That is the only way I will forgive. He said, okay, for hereafter, I am prepared to marry your daughter as well. So he said, but my daughter is blind, she is deaf, she is dumb, and she is disabled. So he said, if you do not forgive me without me marrying your daughter, for hereafter I am prepared to marry your daughter who is blind, who is deaf, who is dumb, and who is disabled. No problem. For the hereafter, I will do anything. So without seeing the girl, knowing all the disabilities and dysfunctioning she had, he married the girl. Nikah took place. Nikah took place and finally he went into the bedroom and he entered the bedroom and after setting her gaze on the dulhan, on the bride, he came rushing out of the room. He came rushing out of the room. And he said to the people who were there, that you sent me into the wrong room. So no, this is the room, that's where the bride is. But she's one of the most beautiful women I've ever set gaze on. And she's perfectly alright. She's not disabled. Her eyes, her ears, her everything looks fine. So this is the wrong room. My bride is blind, my bride is deaf, my bride is dumb. So I will not go in this room, this is not my wife. So the father came. Father came and he said, that I was looking for a groom. I was looking for a son-in-law. And he said, when I saw your amanat and the fikr of the hereafter, I said that my girl is very intelligent. She is very beautiful, pretty. And there can be no better husband for my daughter than this person, who has so much amanat, so much fear of the hereafter. And he said, I wanted to test your fear of the hereafter.
And in order to test you, I said to you that she is blind, she is deaf, she is dumb, and she is disabled. And he said, I was not lying. What I meant was that she is so lame with his hands and feet that she has not done anything against the will of Allah with her hands and feet. And when I said she is deaf, I meant that she has not heard anything that will go against the will of Allah. And when I said she is dumb, she has not said anything that will displease Allah. And when I said she is blind, she has not seen anything that will displease Allah. That is your wife. Go. Go, that is your wife. See how Allah rewards for this little bit of sacrifice. So let us make a firm resolution, inshallah, from today that we will become successful in this world and the hereafter. And those people who are zalim, zalim cannot become successful. Who becomes successful? Non-zalim. And in order to be non-zalim, we have to have taqwa. We have to have obedience to Allah. We have to have tawbah. And this quality will come in our lives if our hearts are zakir. If our hearts and minds are zakir, if tazkiyah takes place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And on the note of zalim, let me give you some hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala terms sinners as zalim. 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 You are zalim. That means you are sinner. You are wrongdoer. And if you go to the second stage, the next stage, then you become zaloom. Zaloom. The great sinner. The big sinner. The big wrongdoer. And if you cross that stage as well and go on to the next stage, if you are promoted to the next stage by shaitan, then you become zallam. The biggest sinner. So sinner, big sinner, biggest sinner. Sinner, great sinner, greatest sinner. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned three of his qualities in the Quran. Ghafir, the forgiver. Ghafur, the big forgiver. Ghaffar, the biggest forgiver. Biggest forgiver, the greatest forgiver. Qadi Baydawi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, in his tafsir said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicating that, O my servant, never become despondent. If you are zalim, and if you come to me, and if you bow down before me, I will meet you as a ghafir. And if you have reached the stage of zaloom, then even don't become despondent yet. You come to me, and I will meet you as a zaloom. And if you have crossed all limits of sinning, and if you have become zallam, I will meet you as a ghaffar, and I will cross all limits of forgiving. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارِ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. I am ghaffar for the person who repents, for the person who remains firm on iman, for the person who does good, and for the person who remains on the straight path. So repent, taqwa, repent, taqwa, repent, taqwa. And taqwa and repentance will become easy if we make our hearts zakir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. يا رب كل شيء بقدرتك على كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء حتى لا تسألنا عن شيء. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت عالم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به
وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم إنا نعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبعفوك من عقابك وبك منك جل وجهك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك منك جل وجهك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك منك جل وجهك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين واجعلنا من المتطهرين واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين المخلصين المخلصين المحبوبين المتقين المحبوبين المتقين المحبوبين المتقين اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك المقربين اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك الصديقين اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا اللهم اجعل جنة الفردوس هي دارنا اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا في بلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اجعل موتنا في بلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اجعل موتنا في بلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور الشيطان وشركه اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور الشيطان وشركه اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور الشيطان وشركه اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين أو أرحم الراحمين أو the most forgiving one forgive our sins أو أرحم الراحمين forgive our sins أو غفور الرحيم forgive our sins أو أكرم الأكرمين forgive our sins
forgive our sins, forgive our minor sins, forgive our major sins, forgive the sins of our parents, forgive the sins of our families, our children, forgive the sins of our brothers, sisters, relatives, forgive the sins of our old dear and near ones, forgive the sins of our friends and associates, forgive the sins of the whole ummah. O Allah, forgive the sins of the whole ummah. O Allah, forgive the sins of the whole ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, purify our hearts from the filth of sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, purify our hearts from the filth of evil traits. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with tazkiyah. Enlighten our hearts with good traits. Enlighten our hearts with the light of your remembrance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, honor us with your love, honor us with your pleasure, honor us with your nearness. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, include us from amongst your most beloved ones. O Arhamur Rahimeen, include us amongst those who are most near to you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become pleased with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, remain happy and pleased with us until we breathe our last. O Arhamur Rahimeen, never become unhappy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, never become displeased with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from everything that brings displeasure, or that brings your displeasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from everything that displeases you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from everything that makes you unhappy. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to do everything and anything that brings your pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, honor us with your pleasure. O Allah, become happy with us. O Allah, become happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, for as long as you keep us in this world, keep us steadfast on the Sirat-i-Mustaqim. O Arhamur Rahimeen, include us from amongst your very special friends. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make each and every one of us your walis. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your recognition, grant us your nearness, grant us the intense love for your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, when we depart from this world, make us depart with Iman, make us depart with the kalima emerging, emanating from our tongues, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. O Allah, grant us the death of a shaheed. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the departure in Haramain Sharifain, in Makkah Mukarrama, in Medina Munawwara. O Arhamur Rahimeen, when we depart from this world, make us depart when we are in sajda, when we are in ruku, when we are engaged in that amal which is most beloved to you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make the last moments of our lives the best moments of our lives. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make the last moments of our lives the most beloved moments of our lives, the most beloved moments to you of our lives. O Arhamur Rahimeen, when we depart from this world, grant us the honor to hear these glad tidings from the angels. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbik radiyatan mardiyah fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. O Arhamur Rahimeen, when we depart from this world, honor us the departure with a smile on our faces. O Arhamur Rahimeen, honor us the departure while we are seeing you and while we are cooling our eyes by observing you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the hardship of the time at the time of death. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us easy death. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make our graves gardens from the gardens of paradise. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us and our deceased and the deceased of the whole ummah from the horrors from the punishment of the grave. Save all of us from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. Grant us shade under the cool shade of your Rahmah and of your throne. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make our reckoning easy for us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us entry into Jannah without any reckoning. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, make the day of judgment easy for us. Make the crossing of the Sirat easy for us. O Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Allah, grant us your refuge from your anger, from your wrath, from your curse, from your unhappiness, from Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us entry into Jannah without having to go in the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. Ilaha al-Alameen, have mercy upon the whole Ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant guidance to the whole Ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, spread guidance throughout the world. O Arhamur Rahimeen, give every Muslim the tawfiq to appreciate this beautiful deen of yours. Ilaha al-Alameen, give every Muslim
the love for your commands, the love for your Quran, the love for the ahadith of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Arhamur Rahimeen, create in our hearts hatred for your hatred for your disobedience. O Arhamur Rahimeen, create in our hearts love for your obedience. Ilah al-Alameen, create in our hearts the inclination towards doing good and towards your worship. O Arhamur Rahimeen, disincline our hearts from your disobedience and from sinful activities. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon the whole Ummah. Have mercy upon the whole Ummah. Ummati Ijabat and Ummati Dawat. Ilah al-Alameen, grant our non-Muslim brothers and sisters also to appreciate your deen. Grant them the tawfiq and the understanding of your beautiful deen. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us and them the resources to become successful and acquire salvation in the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, remove oppression from this world. O Arhamur Rahimeen, remove oppression from this world. O Arhamur Rahimeen, remove oppression from this world. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant hidayat to the oppressors. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant hidayat to the oppressors. O Arhamur Rahimeen, if hidayah is not their share, then O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, clean this earth from the oppressors. O Arhamur Rahimeen, clean this earth from the oppressors. O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon the oppressed ones. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant them sabr, grant them courage. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant them steadfastness. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant them the tawfiq to connect their hearts with you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, bring peace upon them, bring tranquility upon them. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant them peace of mind. O Arhamur Rahimeen, bring all the resources of comfort for them. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, for as long as you keep us in this world, keep us on Iman, on Deen. And O Arhamur Rahimeen, when you take us from this world, take us with Iman. O Arhamur Rahimeen, all the good which your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the pious people have asked from you, and all the good we have asked from you in our lives in this blessed month of Ramadan, grant it to us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, all the evil from which your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge, all the pious people have seek refuge, we have seek refuge throughout our lives or in this blessed month of Ramadan. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us refuge. O Arhamur Rahimeen, all the good that the whole Ummah from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until now have asked from you in the month of Ramadan, grant it to us. And all the evil, all the bad from which the whole Ummah has seek refuge from you right from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until now, grant us refuge from it. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the night of power. Grant us the night of power. Grant us the night of power. Ilah al-Alameen, grant us the tawfiq to do qadr of the night of qadr. O Arhamur Rahimeen, whatever good we were able to do during the month of Ramadan, during our lives, it was only through your tawfiq. O Arhamur Rahimeen, granted acceptance and granted a means of our lives turning towards you and towards Jannah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, whatever wrong we have done in our lives during the month of Ramadan, O Arhamur Rahimeen, we are sure that we must have committed more wrong than right even in this month of Ramadan. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we ask you for forgiveness. We ask you to grant us the tawfiq to value every moment of the remaining part of Ramadan and every moment of the remaining part of our lives. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to do what pleases you in those moments, and grant us the tawfiq to abstain from everything that displeases you. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. O Arhamur Rahimeen, whatever we have asked for ourselves, grant it to us, grant it to our parents, grant it to our wives, our children, our brothers, sisters, our relatives, our friends, our associates, our well-wishers, those to whom we are indebted, those who have requested us to make dua for them, those who wish to make requests but were unable to, and the whole Ummah. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا